exercise. Gaining weight cause they're never moving. A year of remote online schooling, adding pounds. They're getting obese, meaty, big and round. The children are growing. Gaining pounds. Fatness is exploding. Chubby kids in America. Chubby kids in America. Whoa. They don't exercise and they're packing on pounds.
So now they're all excited about child obesity in America. Yet, kids, make sure you got a mask on outside. I mean, it's just... there's so many contradictory things going on with health right now. No wonder people are confused.
And like you said, even over the weekend, one source said you don't have to get a booster shot anymore. And then you said Fauci?
Yeah, now he's talking about a third shot. But the thing that I remain confused about above is we're watching the Dow take a dump today. I don't understand. You know why I got vaccinated for polio when that became available? Mm-hmm. I was just a tot then. It was relatively new. Because I didn't want to get polio. My parents didn't want us to get polio. There was a national frenzy once it was available to not get polio.
Right.
I don't recall once ever hearing somebody getting the vaccine and then getting polio. Right. We eradicated it until we left our borders.
And it was a scourge. It was
awful. And yeah, you could survive it if you were a kid. Adults, not so easily.
You and I still have the a mark on our arms, right?
Yeah. So if you're calling it a vaccination, then that means I shouldn't get it if I'm vaccinated. Mm-hmm. So why would I care if somebody else isn't vaccinated? If I've got the vaccine in me, mm-hmm. I should be protected. And when I hear terms, and this is all over the news over the weekend, we have to protect the vaccinated from the unvaccinated. I don't know. The vaccine is supposed to protect the vaccinated. The unvaccinated, maybe they're taking a higher risk. I don't know.
I got you.
And the longer this goes on, the less I believe it's about health. Chris Rock, great example. He's vaccinated. He got the Pfizer. And now he's got COVID and got it really bad. What are we doing here? There's good reason to be asking a lot of questions. However,
it's uncertain times.
It's too early to get serious, even though the market's taking a dump and we don't understand the vaccination process. And
I feel a segue coming on.
Yeah, you know what you need at a time like this? You need a chair you can just sink into and let the world go away, pass you by. If you don't have such a chair, Kaiser Fine Furniture is the place to get it.
You knew it was coming.
Yeah.
Well, it is. You know, you have this amazing 65,000 square foot warehouse. In fact, this is a place when you visit them online, shopkaiser.com, as you see the parade of great furniture offerings pass you by in sequence. If that doesn't get your attention, if that doesn't want you to make you want to go see what else they have in that warehouse, I don't know what you're looking for, but if you can't find it at Kaiser, they probably aren't making it. Kaiser Fine Furniture at 4044 Potomka Highway, not only with everything marked up to 50%, but the decor expertise and the product knowledge and selection that Stella and Cheryl bring to the table, all that great experience. Plus, you save on sales tax. And when you're buying furniture, that can amount to a lot of money. Plus, you can do a synchrony 0% over 18 months if you spend $2,000 or more. Start at shopkaiser.com. Then you want to visit the warehouse, meet the incredible Stella and Cheryl, and it's the beginning of a beautiful thing. And then save money on sales tax. Shop wiser, buy Kaiser, 4044 Wetumpka Highway. SRN News coming up. Conundrum next.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Unfortunately, we have a fatality in that accident on Highway 331 near Donglon Auto Parts in Gardnersville Road. Highway 331 is shut down at this time. No word on when it's going to open. If you're coming out of Laverne, there's not a whole lot of options. Either Rutledge over to Greenville and then into Montgomery on Highway 31 or the interstate, or 29 to 231 into Montgomery That's about it. In the Montgomery area, we're getting busy all over. One accident, a minor one, Taylor Road at Winton Blunt Boulevard. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Reinhardt Toyota has new Toyotas arriving every day, but they're selling fast. You can also shop online at ReinhardtToyota.com. Reinhardt Toyota, East Boulevard for Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Brubaker Motors Service Department is growing, and we're looking for experienced technicians. Sign-on bonus available for some positions. Apply online at Brubaker.com.
Your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Happening now, Gray's Tire and Auto has a $100 Visa prepaid card rebate when you purchase four qualifying light truck or SUV General Tires.
And now, through the end of October, let's put the brakes on breast cancer. You are eligible to give or get $40 back on brake services. You can stop by any Gray's location and get your brake serviced and make a donation.
You can also text TechNet to 76278. Gray's Tire and Auto. Visit them online at graystirecenter.com.
And now a star is born. On September 20th, 1948, the world welcomed little baby George R.R. Martin, the future author of Game of Thrones.
Congratulations, Mom and Dad. What are you going to name him?
George R.R.
George R.R. Snow. Rolls right off the tongue. What? Oh, you two are married. My bad.
George R.R. Martin, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 8, stand by for news.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Pfizer says its COVID-19 vaccine works for children ages 5 to 11, and it plans to seek authorization soon for that age group. The company says the reduced dose for kids was safe and produced strong antibodies. A massive expulsion of immigrants is underway from Del Rio, Texas, where thousands of Haitians have crossed the southern border. More than 400 people were flown back to Haiti yesterday, with six more flights expected tomorrow. In all, U.S. authorities are working to expel many of the more than 12,000 migrants who illegally crossed the border into Texas. A gunman opened fire at a university in Russia this morning, leaving eight people dead and 24 hurt. The gunman is in custody. Dow futures down 661 points this morning. This is SRN News.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. 3771 or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
September 20th is Gibberish Day. So have a very, very heavy birtation tonight and a very derstason. Let's go ahead, terstason, and quit having a pet.
And that, of course, is based on, can you remember her name? The lady that had the gibberish eruption on live TV?
The news anchor and the news reporter on a TV station. I don't remember.
At the Oscars.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Serena Branson, ring a bell?
Well, a very, very heavy birtation tonight. We had a very Darrison, but let's go to Terrace Tazen, look for the bit, they had the pit.
And they never did explain.
Right, what happened to her?
Yeah.
She had some sort of spell or...
Some thought she might have had a stroke.
Yeah.
There was no evidence of that.
Hmm.
I've never had it explained. However, this is a tradition on this show. I have a full minute of gibberish.
Okay.
Because she was not the only one.
Please, Billy, please, no gibberish tonight, please, I beg you.
Well, a very, very heavy birtation tonight. We had a very Darrison bite. Let's go to Terrace Tazen, look for the bit, the head of the pit.
Sorry, Daddy.
Are you mad? Do you feel like Woos Kabob Fry Frantic? Get Frantic, Butch, 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 Butch,
Right. That babe, slide a piece of the pole to drink side, run the job.
As I say, inaction is not an option. We've got to shore up our economy. This is a crisis moment for America.
Look at here. I can dig grease and chomp it on some butter and drag it through the garden.
Now, who can argue with that?
And tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time and have fun.
I don't understand the words you just said.
I didn't either. Wow. I love the, excuse me, stewardess, I speak jive.
Barbara, and perfectly cast. I mean.
Oh, she's great.
Of all people. Yeah, they went for, hey, I noticed there's a show, and I forget what, obviously they were recorded some time ago. There's some type of, they're like documentaries. There's one called Lords of the Mafia.
Okay.
They're hosted by Robert Stack.
Mm.
And they're really good. Of course, you know, he experienced the Renaissance thanks to Airplane.
Oh, cheats and liars.
So good in that movie. Just basically playing a parody of himself. Mr. Untouchable. I want you to think ahead.
Okay.
So we can outpace the overwhelming response we had for the pop quiz question. About the educational TV shows you watched as a kid.
All right.
And that will be coming up. We are going to first take a look at the forecast.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. Come play more than 1,500 of the latest and greatest games. Wager on horse and greyhound racing and try your luck on our sports parlay.
This mess we're in now started last Wednesday, and since then, the airport of Montgomery has had over 4 inches of rain, 4.11. You, at your house, could have had a whole lot more than that. And still elevated rain chances through tomorrow. Today, tonight, and tomorrow, scattered to numerous showers and a few thunderstorms possible, locally heavy downpours. I think there'll be enough little tiny sun breaks to get us into the mid to upper 80s today and tomorrow, low tonight, 73. Then on Wednesday, this is what we've been waiting for. Now, in the morning hours through about lunchtime, showers and maybe a thunderstorm or two, a good bet as a front moves through the state. The cool front sweeps through about, let's say, lunchtime. First day of fall, relief noticeable by Wednesday evening, Wednesday night, and big relief. I'm talking about upper 50s by Thursday morning. Then during the day, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, sunshine, less humid, comfortable days, cool nights, 55 by Friday morning. This is the stuff we've been waiting for. Hang on, folks. Right now, this morning, it's cloudy, humid, 75, 8:15.
Brubaker Motors is the fastest-growing used car dealer in the River Region, and we want your trade-in. Check out our inventory online at brubaker.com. It's better at brubaker.com.
Mom, I'm home.
How was school today, Tiger?
Fine, except where was my Lunchable?
Oh, there's a shortage. But in the meantime, there's something new. It's new do-it-yourselfers. Now moms, or dads, can just stack some Ritz crackers, take a cookie cutter and make some little round cold cuts, or cut some leftover pizza into little pieces. Then shove them all in an empty package provided by Oscar Mayer, and boom! Do-it-yourselfers.
Wow, it looks like the real thing. Thanks, Mom.
It's the least a mom can do. I'll just add it to my list.
Do-it-yourselfers. Empty packages available now for $5.99.
Well, it's 8:16. I was going to start the conundrum, but Jay had to abruptly leave the studio.
That's it. I'm out of here.
He said. Went down the wrong
way. He was had a tickle in his throat, and he was coughing.
Isn't that the worst thing?
Yeah.
It's the tickle. Because it's
And people say, hey, you okay? Yeah. It was just a little tickle.
Yeah, I was just thinking.
What?
That's when.
I didn't say.
No, you didn't.
What is it? That's your cue. What is it?
That's a sequence of brain synapses that cause you to have memories or digest logic, but that's not important. Yeah, we've just added something really incredible to our weekly grand prize drawing. It's Lunch Bunch for Six at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Ooh. To win it, you need to participate in the show at least once during the week. Here's your opportunity coming up in just a minute. But we just did that Lunchable thing.
Yep.
One of the big hot sellers at Brian Jewelry is the charm bracelet. That has been a timeless piece. Because you can do that with the bracelet. You can do anything you want. And I don't know why I thought of this, but maybe somebody who's a big Lunchable fan, they could create the pieces that would give you a Lunchable bracelet. I'm not making that up. Gold or silver. Little sandwiches, little round slices of bologna, square slices of cheese, bread.
Hey, we're just 96 days till Christmas.
Yeah. I'm just coming up with an idea here. Of course, thinking a little more seriously, pretty much any way you want to celebrate a person or an occasion, Brian Jewelry can make that happen for you. You can build a watch. They can create a custom piece. But you know what? They have a huge selection of very competitively priced merchandise covering all gems, all types and needs, not to mention their beautiful War Eagle Roll Tide showcase. So if you can't find it there, they can create it for you. This is what they do. The old world jewelry experience. Over three generations and over seven decades of people who have learned this art. So make it work for you. Brian Jewelry, 1778 East Main in Prattville, their beautiful new building, or visit them online at brianjewelry.com. Join their club and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more at Brian Jewelry.
Who's ready?
Who's ready
to play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
All right, I have a list here of the top educational TV shows for kids. Number one, that's an easy one.
Schoolhouse Rock? No?
No.
Okay. Mr. Science, what is it? Number one educational show for kids.
Number one is Sesame Street.
Oh, yeah. No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
When people were surveyed on this topic,
okay,
Sesame Street got recognized by over half the voters.
Oh, yeah.
It's the only one, though, that people said had an influence on them.
Okay.
So if Sesame Street was number one, what was number two behind Sesame Street? 272-9228 is the number to call. I just need the number. And by the way, think of a show and call. Get yourself into that grand prize drawing for that great Baumhauer's Victory Go Prize. 272-9228. We're waiting. If not, we'll be playing classical music by 8:30.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. Montgomery police say a man was shot early Sunday morning. They say it happened in the 600 block of Woodrow Street. Around 2 a.m., the victim was found with non-life-threatening gunshot wounds. Montgomery police have charged a suspect with murder and a woman's shooting death that happened earlier in the month. Police say they've charged 31-year-old James Jennings of Montgomery with killing 28-year-old Andrique Sheridan of Montgomery. Jennings is being held in the Montgomery County Jail. And Governor Kay Ivey has called the Alabama legislature into a special session to address the state's prison problems. The special session will start Monday, September 27th. Lawmakers will address issues with understaffing, crumbling conditions, violence, and look at proposals to build three new prisons. The state is already facing a federal lawsuit alleging prison conditions are unconstitutional. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
All right, we are in the middle of today's conundrum for a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card.
Who's ready?
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
I think Ken is ready. Ken.
Hey, one of my
Oh, you there? Ken?
Ken,
we lost you somehow.
No, we didn't. We got him back.
Oh, you there?
Ken?
Hello?
Hi, Ken.
Here.
Okay, I said one of my favorite shows was called 321 Contact. Came on PBS.
Oh, I remember that.
321 Contact, is that number two on the list? No, but you're in the drawing. What did you like about that show, by the way?
Because it wasn't moronic. It was teaching kids at like an elementary level without making them feel dumb.
Cool.
I like that.
Like that a lot. We like your guests. And Ken, thanks. You are now eligible for the grand prizes at the end of the week. TJ.
Could it be Mr. Rogers?
Hey.
Oh, that's a good one.
Could it be behind Sesame Street at number one, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood?
You're a winner.
Wouldn't you like to be my neighbor?
My neighbor.
Yeah.
I will run down the rest of the top ten, but you won a Seafood Bistro gift card and qualified for our grand prize drawing on Friday.
Now, let me ask you, all right?
You want to ask TJ?
I want to ask you. It wasn't a show. It was just, clips, features. Was Schoolhouse Rock even on the list?
Yeah, it's number five.
Number five. Good. Great.
Reading Rainbow was number three.
Never heard of it.
I didn't either, but there's an episode of Reno 911.
Yeah?
Where they do a takeoff on this show, and it's so funny because Reading Ron goes to the Reno Sheriff's Department to show the kids that watch the show what it's like to be a sheriff, and all this horrendous, it goes so bad that at the end of the show, Reading Ron is on the roof of a house threatening to blow his brains out, and everything the sheriffs do just gets so screwed up. It's really one of the funniest episodes I've ever seen of any TV. This would be Cooter.
Hey, Cooter.
I was going to say Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Pee-wee did not.
You can learn a lot of stuff from Pee-wee Herman.
Yeah.
Yeah, and from the show.
But did not make the top 10.
Oh, yeah, the show. Well, not the movie show, the TV show.
Right.
Didn't make the top 10. Neither did Barney.
Woo-hoo! All right. Later, guys.
Thanks.
Let's learn about losing. actually, here's the list from 10 to number 1. Number 10, kind of surprised it was this low.
Captain Kangaroo Show with Mr. Green Jeans.
With about 1 in 4 votes. Bill Nye, the science guy, who is not, in fact, a science guy. Big phony. The Electric Company was number 8.
Oh,
Arthur.
Good. Arthur?
Number 7.
Is that a cartoon? Is it?
Zoom was number 6.
Okay.
Schoolhouse Rock, as I mentioned, 5th. The Magic School Bus, 4th. Reading Rainbow, Turd, and Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood Tooth, and first place went to Sesame Street. We gave away a Seafood Bistro gift card. Here's Jay Scott with more on this incredible, where I picked up lunch, dinner to take home last week.
Just the other day.
Yeah. Yes, you did.
Very happy.
Seafood Bistro will open up at 11 a.m. today, so you can go by there and enjoy a meal for lunch, or maybe you want to do dinner. That is perfectly fine. Maybe you want to grab lunch and bring it back to the office, or grab dinner, take it home. You can do that as well. Check out the menu online by going to theseafoodbistro.com. That is theseafoodbistro.com. Make sure the word "the" is in there. You can see the entire menu. When I say see it, I mean it's pictures of all the items that they've got there for you. We'll make that decision-making that much tougher when you can actually see the items on the menu. You can also use the delivery app on your phone to get the Seafood Bistro delivered to you if you would like to, or if you just want to look at the menu right now, you can check that out. Call them at 279-7500 or go by and see them at 1651 Perry Hill Road. Like I said, they open up today and every day at 11 a.m. TheSeafoodBistro.com, and don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook for the Seafood Bistro.
It is 8:25. Later on this hour, our Morning Maroon nominees.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic reporting a minor accident at Taylor Road at Winton Blunt. We're hoping they've got that out of the way by now, but use caution there. Busy East Boulevard from Atlanta Highway all the way over past I-85 to Vaughan. East South Boulevard is busy, as well as Congressman Dickinson Federal Drive and Atlanta Highway and Madison Avenue into downtown Montgomery. The interstate's not looking bad. Highway 331 closed near Botiford Pool Road. Very bad accident with fatalities early this morning. You'll have to take an alternate route out of Laverne to get into Montgomery this morning. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has a great selection of RAV4s, Highlanders, 4Runners, and more. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, East Boulevard for Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Are you traveling this summer? How about a new car, truck, or SUV from Brubaker Motors? From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
I have a special guest in the studio with me today, and his name is Foster Grump. And Mr. Grump, I understand you've been checking out some of the businesses downtown.
Yes, we have. We went down to Taco Pecan, and you know what, Bubba? They have the most wonderful things. They have roasted and salted pecans, praline pecans, cinnamon pecans, honey pecans, chocolate, white chocolate, dark chocolate, all kinds of great pecans. And, you know, I wanted to go find something for my girl, Janie. And so I went in there, and they had some wonderful treats like necklaces and purses, things like that. And even Lieutenant Stan came and got him an ice cream cone. So y'all need to come check out Tucker Pecan.
All right, Mr. Grump, thank you very much. David Little, tell them where you're located.
We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
College football is almost here. Don't forget your tailgating supplies. You can get them at Tucker Pecan in downtown Montgomery.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
It's September 20th, the greatest day ever. On the 20th of September, 1973, Billie Jean King defeated Bobby Riggs in the famous tennis match known as the Battle of the Sexes. King's victory ushered in a new age of gender equality where female tennis players are treated exactly the same as their male counterparts. Isn't that right, Serena? Have a great September 20th, the greatest day ever.
It's probably hard for some of today's youths to understand what a gigantic event that was.
It was a lot made of it.
Like 70 million people watched that. It was in the Astrodome.
Mm-hmm.
Tennis match. Nobody really cared about tennis. It was the male-female thing on it. And I had Billie Jean as a guest on my show. Not my love.
She's not my lover.
But she was terrific. She was as down to earth. In fact, my mom, I wouldn't call her a feminist, but she was one of those women at that time that wanted to break past that. So she, of course, was rooting for Billie Jean King in this thing. I don't think my dad helped that situation much either.
Elton John.
So I called her one day when Billie Jean was in the studio, and the two of them talked. I just sat there. You'd think they'd known each other for 40 years and were just chit-chatting about laundry over the backyard fence.
Your mom.
You know, those women.
Your mom had a chance to talk with a lot of...
The best was McLean Stevenson, because my mother was a huge MASH fan.
Yeah.
And McLean was repping some airline that had just been created, came by, again, could not have been nicer, funnier. I said, would you mind? I said, my mom's such a huge MASH fan. Right. I'd like to surprise her with a call from you. It was great. Oh, my God. It was so funny. And I'm so glad I did.
That's excellent. That's excellent. I'm happy for your mom, too.
The best. My mother also, she watched it tonight. I love Richard Belzer. And Richard Belzer was in Miami, and my mom was at the end of her late stage with cancer. Mm. And in fact, I wasn't even, I said, look, if you can't do this, I understand this is off the air. I said, but my mom just doesn't have much time left. I'm sure. He says, give me the number. Before I could even ask, he said, give me her number. So that evening, I called the hospital, and she said, first thing out of her mouth was, Richard Belzer called me today. Did you have anything to do with that? Well, he was on the show, and you know, I know you like him.
Yeah.
And I mentioned that to him. He says, well, let me call her and say hello.
How about the chat with Tony Bennett?
Oh, that too. Again, that was like, except that was face-to-face at the Gusman Theater. My mom, she would have been a great Tonight Show host. She was the Joan Rivers, that's it.
She was comfortable with talking to those celebrities, right?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
We have had it looks to be an ominous start to events on the market today, and Brant McDonald has joined us from Invista Advisors. Brant, on behalf of all of us, what's going on?
I figured I would punch you up real quick here this morning. So, first of all, this morning's action is tied directly to a major problem in China. It's their second largest real estate developer is on the verge of bankruptcy. You know, we've been talking for years about how this communist government, you know, masquerades as a capitalist country, and they've got all these businesses over there loaded with debt, huge amounts of debt. Evergrande Realty has about $300 billion in debt. They're on the verge of going under, and there's fear that there might be contagion from this, because that's a lot of debt. And some people are even saying this could be their Lehman moment, you know, which is what happened in the U.S. in the financial crisis. All I can tell you is we have been looking at all of the data throughout the market. We see zero cause for concern, really. I mean, if you look at U.S. banks, credit default swaps, they're not moving. There's nothing happening in the U.S. credit markets that would give us any concern whatsoever. We think this is an isolated problem in China. They're going to have a real, real major fallout as a result of this, but not such a big deal here. I really don't see it. I just don't see it. And obviously, if we did, we would report it, but it's not there.
I did notice that markets opened, the Dow's clawed back about 200 points.
A little bit. Was it a bad night internationally?
Yeah, it's this, you know, Rich, it's this real estate company over there, Evergrande Realty, that basically they've got about 1.5 million apartment units with no one in them. Mm-hmm. They have no income coming in. And again, probably too much for this morning segment, but the bottom line is, This is typical communist Chinese shenanigans. And by the way, we don't think this is the only problem over there. They've got a lot of issues. And again, U.S. banks just don't have the exposure. We just do not. And there are very few European banks that have a lot of exposure to this as well. So yes, really, really bad. Going to be quite volatile in the Asian markets. I just don't see any real risk here. Yeah, okay, maybe the stock market gets caught up in a little bit, but all in all, I think it's okay. We've got bigger fish to fry here at home that we're more concerned about than this Chinese problem,
yeah.
And we'll talk a lot more about that this afternoon.
All right, we will look forward to you joining us, Brant McDonald from Invista Advisors. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, buddy. Hey, y'all have a great day. Rich, I'm ready for this weather that you talked about this morning on the app.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
It's exciting. I'm bouncing off the walls about this fall air coming in. Hang on.
All right. Take care, guys. Right.
In fact, Rich's updated forecast. And just, by the way, if you'd like to speak with Brant privately about your financial future, the number is 387-0094 for Invista Advisors. Hey, look, it's a goddess.
Hey, everybody. This is Pam Edwards with eXp Realty. I'm the wife of an Air Force veteran and the mother of two grown children, and I've teamed up with Eddie Bader to meet your real estate needs in the River Region area. Please give me a call at 334-398-2896.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Fox tomorrow on the Resident season premiere.
Help in here!
Our systems have been compromised.
Lives are about to change forever.
If we don't pay, people die.
Then, welcome to the world of the rich and dangerous.
They have power, but I have a secret.
From the executive producer of Empire and Star.
Why you want into this life so badly?
I'm taking what's mine.
The series premiere of Our Kind of People, following the Resident season premiere.
Tomorrow on Fox 20.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
R-E-S-P-I-C-T. R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
Hey, guess what the filthiest spot in your house is? Anywhere near me.
Filthiest spot in your house?
Not the toilet or the sink.
All right.
That could be tomorrow's conundrum.
Not the toilet or the sink.
And I get me now. By the way, we talked about the Lunchables shortage.
Mm-hmm.
We had that great solution, like just buy everything and cut it into chunks and make your own Lunchable.
Right.
But now, and I had a feeling this was coming, Pennsylvania is going to start liquor rationing. Dozens of varieties of booze limited to 2 bottles a day.
Is that because of a shortage? Is that, or what?
Quote, the Pennsylvania License Control Board said, sustained supply chain disruptions and product shortages prompted the restrictions on certain types of alcohol. The 43 items on the list of restricted products will also not be available through store-to-store transfers starting on Friday. We're starting to see this turn up all over the place. Like, we had a lot of people working before the plan... Did I say pandemic? The pandemic started? Okay, so it's, you know, open again. Why are these people not working? Why are we having these issues?
I thought
there's something about this I find totally untrustworthy.
I thought we turned off the, their money.
I thought that, too. Who knows? You're about the guy that won a... Remember that golden ticket contest? They were giving away a candy factory. I think we mentioned that earlier in the summer. The guy that won that, and it was all about, you know, they hid golden tickets in weird places. This guy, Andrew Moss from Colorado, found a golden ticket buried under a bridge in Kokomo, Indiana. And he won a 4,000-foot plant that makes sandy candy and other treats in Florida. But he doesn't want to move.
Yeah,
he wants to stay there. So...
He'd rather be in Kokomo?
They're going to buy it back, but it doesn't say how much they're going to give him for the candy factory to buy it back. I just wanted to do that follow-up. And speaking of follow-up, Mike did some investigative work. That incident at the roller skating rink.
Yep, what happened?
A big fight. And some of the parents of the kids were apparently trying to get retribution.
Is that on the Atlanta Highway?
I don't know. I haven't been. Could be, or I'm not sure. Somebody knows. But anyway, he sent me a picture of the squad car activity, and it was pretty huge. Whatever it was. 8:42, Morning Maroon nominees coming up right now.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
The rain chances are still elevated through tomorrow. That'll be, well, that'll be 7 days altogether through tomorrow. Today, tonight, and tomorrow, scattered to numerous showers and storms. Radar is quiet at the moment. Locally heavy downpours in spots, just like the last few days. There's no change here. The only change is we might see a few breaks here and there of sunshine, enough to get the temperature up to the mid to upper 80s with lovely humidity. Low tonight, 73. I'm kidding about the humidity being lovely. Showers and storms are a good bet. First half of the day, Wednesday, as a front swings through the state. That's the first day of fall. The cool front sweeps through right around, let's say, around lunchtime. Fall begins at 2:20 p.m. Relief noticeable by Wednesday evening and Wednesday night. Big change. This will change everything. Upper 50s by dawn Thursday. And then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, sunshine, less humid, comfortable days, cool nights, 55 by Friday morning. So, yeah, come on, baby. Right now, this morning, it's cloudy and 75 at 844.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Since our family business first opened in 1982, we've built our reputation on honesty, supplying quality products, and going the extra mile. We're still doing that. One customer, one Kubota at a time. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
I've been in my house for about 23 years now. I've been using our friends at Plumbing by Lukewire for about 6 years. That's when I found out that, you know, for over a quarter of a century now, they've been number one in the river region as far as reliability. I didn't know that, and I wish I would have known it a long time ago, because professional is the word when we talk about Plumbing by Lukewire. First of all, they're going to give you a ballpark estimate on when they're going to be there, and they're going to pick up the phone and tell you they're on their way. Then they come and they diagnose the problem, and they tell you how much it's going to cost before they fix it. So it's no sticker shop at the end. And by the way, since plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem, they never charge an overtime fee, regardless of when you call. So 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, anytime, even a holiday, even a weekend, they're going to take care of your problem. Whether it's a broken toilet or a leak behind the dishwasher or whatever, a clogged pipe, they'll take care of you at Plumbing by Lukewire. 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number is 84417.
Looks like we might have an all-female Morning Maroon group today. Yeah, some bad behavior going on with ladies at 8:45. Quick check on traffic.
Montgomery, Skywatch. Traffic still busy all over Montgomery, especially East Boulevard at I-85. That's our busiest spot. Everything else light to mostly moderate traffic around the area. Highway 331 just out of Laverne at Bodiford Pool Road. had an accident with fatalities earlier. 331 is shut down there. You cannot get by. You'll have to take an alternate route out of Laverne this morning. Get ready for fall at Midtown Plaza. Shop Boost Mobile, GameStop, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development. For Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss Brubaker's Summer Service Special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Hey there, Bob Baumhauer here. Baumhauer's Victory Grill is your big game headquarters all fall long. And with our new fall features, every day is game day at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Try our pregame starters, including our homemade onion strings, always fresh hot lips, and our all-new Buffalo Dip and Chicken appetizer. Our main events include incredible chicken, fish, and shrimp selections, always featuring local Alabama Gulf seafood. And don't forget our Sunday Blitz, 11 to 6. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, legendary fun, legendary food.
And don't forget, your calls to the show this week qualify you for the Lunch Bunch for Six. That's Lunch for Six friends at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Plus, you're eligible to be Bob's guest for the LSU game. But I wanted to take a moment. They still have it at Wing Fingers downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Gooey Grits and Egg Bowl. It's actually the Gooey Grits Bowl, but it has eggs and bacon and their homemade gooey cheese and a hot, fresh buttermilk biscuit. And we have been told by insiders, it's only $4.99. It's darn hard
breakfast
to finish.
A great breakfast.
Darn hard to finish. So check that out. That's at Bob's other restaurant, Wing Fingers downtown, open 10:30 to 4. Actually, now from
morning hours.
Yeah, morning hours. So I'm always the last to know. Anyway, check it out at wingfingers.com.
I'm so ready to get back to the way it used to be over a year ago.
Me too. I know that Adams Drugs is still my pharmacy choice. Always has been and always will be. I'm not going to be forced to use mail order or another pharmacy by our insurance company.
Yes, that's for sure. I went in to get my prescriptions filled and it was very refreshing to feel like I was the only person in the store. They gave me their undivided attention and made sure I didn't have any questions about my medications. You just don't see that kind of service anymore.
We don't have to worry about a new normal when it comes to our service from Adams Drugs. They've always been prompt and reliable and had excellent customer service too. We can even get our prescriptions delivered if we can't get to the store on time.
I like it when they call and remind me of a prescription that's ready for refill, or when the doctor has called one in for me. They even call me and wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they definitely go the extra mile. Always have and always will.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Drinking coffee straight from the pot. Power move. Wearing a bathrobe to work. Power move. Switching to super fast, extra reliable internet from WOW. Power move. Switch and save with WOW Internet for just $19.99 a month. It's switching season, so make a move with our end of summer flash sale. This month only, get Internet 100 with no contracts for just $19.99 a month. Plus, get a 2-year price lock and the first month free. Make the switch at WOWA.com today. Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
Hello, friends. Jerry Todd with the Kickback Ranch and Event Center. We'd like to invite everyone to another country auction on Saturday, September the 25th. Our gates will open at 9 a.m. Auction begins at 12 noon. Items on the block will include new and used household items, tools, toys, jewelry, electronics, and a whole lot more. Come for the day or come for the weekend and enjoy the Kickback Ranch amenities. There's food trucks, five lakes, a double water slide, hiking trails, volleyball, basketball, bike riding, canoeing, and fishing. Stay in one of our many Western decor rooms or bring your RV to the brand new Kickback Ranch RV park. Join us Saturday, September the 25th for the Kickback Ranch Country Auction. Gates open at 9 a.m. Sale starts at 12 noon. We're located 15 minutes south of Montgomery down U.S. Highway 331 South in the community of Ada. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net. That's kickbackranch.net or call 286-4140. That's 286-4140. See you there.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents...
Doug. And we're back with Limu, Emu, and Doug for the final question. Category is... things you climb.
All right, Limu, what do you think? You sure?
we're going with. Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, so close. We were looking for stairs.
Huh. Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The only one who could ever need me was the son of a pizza man.
Pepperoni. On September 20th, Pepperoni Pizza Day recognizes the most popular pizza ever created.
Pepperoni. National Pepperoni Pizza Day.
Pizza for breakfast?
Yes.
It's Pepperoni Pizza Day.
So it is National Pepperoni Pizza Day.
Yeah, all I eat is pepperoni pizza.
Let's get the fun music going with the new version of Hail to the Chief and the Chief.
I've done some dumb things, and I'll do dumb things again.
Clap for that, you stupid bastards.
Good morning, stupid bastards everywhere. It is time for today's Morning Maroon nominees, and we got audio, and they're all women. Here's a woman verbally attacking somebody at, of all places, a funeral.
You owe your money, and I didn't see you donate to my sister's funeral, so you're automatically disqualified. You can leave the room. Yeah, bye.
That was
bye.
During
Don't
a service.
Don't be all surprised now.
That the lady she was singling out in the crowd had not made a donation to some kind of fund that was established for the deceased. That's kind of embarrassing, isn't it?
My God, at a funeral, yeah.
Uh-huh. Here's a mom stuck on the floor of her son-in-law's truck.
The factory that built this truck didn't think about the mother-in-laws that are 5 foot tall. We should have just brought the ladder. He can't carry it.
Don't
put your arm between my legs.
I'm not sure.
See? That was easier.
Oh, yeah, that was easier.
I'm just not sure how she got there. Oh, she fell. I see.
Under the backseat floor of her son-in-law.
And couldn't get up.
Here's a mom who can't get out of the sinkhole of a chair.
Mom?
Why?
Are you having trouble?
I cannot get out of this dumb chair. Look at that thing. It's like a sinkhole down there. And it just runs out there like a truck did. I can't get out.
You know that. You sat in it last time we were here and you said the same thing.
I forgot. Well, just get over here and help me. I'm plumb out of breath. Oh, remind me not to get in that thing again. Look at it.
Sounds like Menthol Meredith.
Hey, we'll hear from her tomorrow. It's Tuesday.
Yeah, so we got sinkhole mom.
Yeah.
I fell out and I'm stuck in my son's truck.
On the floor.
On the floor and called out at a funeral. I think called out at
the
a funeral.
The funeral thing is probably going to win over these, yeah.
Yeah, that's just utter tact. Look, funds are great. There's 5,000 worthy funds out there right now that if you were rich, you might want to put money on. But
or even if you were Jay.
Yeah, that too. So, yeah, we'll give it to her.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
See, my name's Rich.
Yeah.
Yeah,
if you're Rich or if you're Craig or Jay.
You're going to find this hard to believe, but I actually got that. I actually, you know, it's like, see what he did there? His name is Rich.
He said, if you're Rich.
Let me.
It's only Monday.
Hey, once again, a reminder, we did have a winner in the Duncan and Son Predictathon, the Auburn-Penn State game. Rob Russ, congratulations. We will touch base. $250 Duncan dollars for you. I think as my final act of the morning here, I always like to check at Jack Ingram to see what their vehicle total is and how many of these sell. It looks like about a couple of dozen. That's good. You know, you can save an hour when you visit Jack Ingram by getting pre-approved. Bad credit, no credit, excellent credit. They have car financing for you with 25 lending partners, and you can get pre-approved and expedite the entire car buying process because you show up, you're all ready to go. And it's all about the cars that you're interested in. I like to start the beginning of the week with the signature pre-owned vehicles that Tip Tames and his team have at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Some great choices there. They've got a 2014 Volkswagen Tiguan with low miles and under 17,000. If you're into a different type of SUV, they've got a Jeep Renegade Latitude, under 19, low miles, estimated payment $322 a month. They give you an estimated payment on everything in the category. A 2018 Hyundai Santa Fe, only 55,000 miles, $373 a month. And that's, by the way, assuming no trade or money down. Now, keep in mind that your trade will never be more valuable than it is right now. That phenomenon is still taking place. And in the more recent vintage category, you can go with cars that still have original warranty miles left on them, like a 2022 Subaru Crosstrek. That's in there, and it's only got 18,000 miles. So you have original warranty miles, and you also get the Jack Ingram guarantee that goes with your purchase. Talk to Tip Thames and his team. They're the best, most professional group on the planet. We are seven-time purchasers, so I'm not suggesting you spend your money where we're not, making three happy payments a month. Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars on the Boulevard. Jack Ingram, SignatureUsedCars.com. Now, this is Joe E., not to be confused with
Joe E.
Hi, Joe.
Hey, good morning. I'm sorry about that. Greg and I are in that same over 65. He's 66, and so am I. Can we get the booster, or is it available? Y'all know?
I don't think it's available yet, but there was a debate over the weekend on who should get it and who shouldn't get it. Actually,
we're getting conflicting stories on whether they're going to need it or not. I don't know what to believe. All I know is that they're playing politics with our lives and our health.
Pfizer says, and of course they have a financial stake in it, says that you should probably get a booster. I don't think Moderna has said that yet. And I don't think Johnson & Johnson has said it.
Greg, you and I need to not back down from this, okay?
Yeah, he's going to be 62 next week.
Yeah. Monday.
Hey, thank you. Thanks. Thank you, guys.
Thanks. All right, thank you. Let's get our final traffic up. David, 8:57. How'd that happen?
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic, we are light to moderate all around the Boulevard, I-65 and 85, no problems through downtown Montgomery. All clear, Prattville, Millbrook, and Wetumpka. Just be careful out there. We've got rain in the forecast again today, obviously, and another just nasty day. By the way, southbound, Highway 331, just out of Laverne at Botiford Pool Road. We had a bad accident, fatalities earlier. The road is still closed from what we're hearing at the moment. You might want to take a detour into Montgomery if you can. Ready to purchase a new home or refinance the mortgage on your current home? MCS, the Mortgage and Loan Center, top of the mountain in Wetumpka, just a phone call away. 567-9000, NMLS 232876. For Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
Brubaker Motors is the fastest-growing used car dealer in the River Region, and we want your trade-in. Check out our inventory online at brubaker.com. It's better at brubaker.com.
Renting, this one is for you.
First-time homebuyers typically have lots of questions. What does my credit score have to be? How much can I afford? What will my payment be? What's my down payment? We get it. Buying a home is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a big headache. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we make the process as easy as possible.
Getting started is simple. Don't put the cart before the horse. Your very first step should be to speak with an experienced loan originator like ourselves who will walk hand-in-hand with you. You can give us a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to begin the quick Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval process.
Long gone are the days of huge down payments. You'll be amazed at how little money, if any, is required to buy your first home.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Rent no longer. It's time to buy. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see what